alongside Ron Culver. Here's Tony D.
All right, let's head to the Progressive guest line. Progressive Insurance, for a job you'll love, visit progressive.com/careers. You can also bundle home and auto and save, visit progressive.com. Mike Ducey joins us in Dallas at Fox 4 News to talk Cowboys as we continue our previews. It's our final week of previews. We did the NFC East last. The Cowboys 12-5 last season. They lose a playoff game to San Francisco for the second straight year. But once again, the high expectations. How are you, Mike?
Tony, doing well. Thanks for inviting me on this morning.
I love it. I appreciate it. Before we get to some of the details, we were just talking about this team, and we're saying, you know, there's a lot of good things on this team. But, of course, when you have a fan base that is as big as Dallas's is and feels like the team is on a level of importance in the league, the bad outweighs the good. How much do you see that with this version of the Dallas Cowboys?
So, Tony, you're not saying there's some ego in the Cowboys fan base, are you?
Right.
You're not implying that. No, the expectations are ridiculously high every year, it seems. Although I've been here 30 years, and I've lived through some times where expectations were pretty low and the team lived down to them, if you know what I mean. But
yeah.
I think when you win 12 games regular season in back-to-back years, and you've got a pretty stout roster coming back, it's reasonable to expect good things from a football team. But no, it's a unique environment, I think, among NFL franchises in terms of the way it's marketed, and that feeds into the expectations as well. There's no doubt about it.
How is Mike McCarthy handling, all right, Kellen Moore is gone, but now he's going to call plays, and he has said, I want to run the ball. I don't want to be the number one scoring offense. Is that more, is there a hidden meaning, like, I don't want Dak to throw all the time because he'll throw it to the other team?
Maybe a little bit. I think when Dak has been, his most efficient, it's been when he's not had to throw the ball as much. I mean, you look at his first season, I think he only had 4 interceptions the first year that he started, you know, was forced into action as a starter and never looked back as a rookie. And, you know, last year was rough in terms of interceptions for Prescott. There's no two ways about it. He was 8-4 as a starter last year, though. So
yeah.
if ultimately it's a quarterback's job to win games, then Dak Prescott, by and large, got it done. And I don't want to sound like an apologist for Dak. I really don't. I'm accused of that sometimes down here. But I think I have this right in terms of quarterbacks. In terms of winning games as a starting quarterback, Prescott's done it better than anybody else over the last 3 years, and Patrick Mahomes comes in second. So, you know, when Dak is able to start games, they usually figure out a way to win. Are there other factors involved? Of course. Do they have a really good defense? Of course. Have they tended to have a strong running back or running a game with a good offensive line? That goes without saying as well. I'll believe it when I see it in terms of McCarthy running the ball more. By the way, because you know, you look at his history as a play caller in Green Bay, that wasn't always the case either.
True.
I'm looking forward to how McCarthy tweaks the passing game to make it easier, if you will, for Dak Prescott, more safe throws, things like that.
Is that what is keeping Dak Prescott from sort of crossing the Rubicon, if you will, into a level of quarterback play where people believe in him? Is it the interceptions, or is there a little more? Is there something that is just quite not right to make him into that level that people want him to be?
I think what hurts Dak Prescott more than anything else is the fact that he is more closely scrutinized than any other quarterback in the league, I think. Nothing against Justin Herbert. He's a wonderful talent, but he hasn't won a playoff game. And all I hear is Justin Herbert as a top 5, top 4, top 3. I think Justin Herbert's in the Hall of Fame already, perhaps. And again, he hadn't won a thing. Dak Prescott, I hear the criticism, well, he needs a strong supporting cast around him. Which makes him like virtually every other quarterback in the history of the game. Maybe Tom Brady would be the exception from time to time. Does Prescott have his faults? Absolutely. I would be very surprised if he came out and turned the football over as much this year as he did last year.
Let's get to the defense. I mean, lost in a lot of the Prescott talks, this is one of the better defenses in the NFL.
It is. And you talk about expectations. I look at the expectations on Micah Parsons. I mean, this guy, he changed some of his workout routine during the off season, bulked up just a little bit more, got even stronger, but he was the star of Cowboys training camp. I mean, he was in the offensive backfield constantly. I just can't wait to see what this kid does as his career continues. They got Stephon Gilmore to help in the defensive backfield. So you've got Diggs on one side and Gilmore on the other corner. They're a little thin at linebacker. That worries me from a Cowboys standpoint a little bit. DeMarcus Lawrence is sort of an unsung, really good player as a pass rusher as well, opposite Micah Parsons, and I think Lawrence has another good year or two in him. Dan Quinn as a coordinator, as has been discussed many times, really, really good, and that adds to an interesting coaching dynamic here too when it comes to McCarthy and Dan Quinn still on that coaching staff, a guy who's had success as a head coach himself. So I think this defense, which has led the league in takeaways in each of the last 2 years, will probably lead the way for this team most weeks when it has success, if you know what I mean. I think if the offense, back to kind of your point earlier, if the offense and Dak can just take care of the football, I think this defense is going to make enough plays to where this thing could be pretty special this year.
I got one of these questions that may be difficult to follow, so hear me out on this. For somebody that's been in that town for 30 years and has seen Jerry Jones do everything, he gets a lot of Machiavellian credit. Like there's a larger picture to the way he does things. This thing about not telling Dak Prescott about Trey Lance, is that just a mistake, or is there a sinister plan behind it all?
I think you might be giving Jerry too much credit.
That's what I was wondering, right? That's what I was kind of getting at.
Of any kind there.
Yeah.
I happen to think it's kind of insulting to a starting quarterback, to be honest,
yeah,
to do that. Not that he doesn't owe it to Prescott to tell him about this. I think Jerry every once in a while wants to make a move that in his mind shows everybody else what you're implying there, that there is a grand plan here. And maybe it is a smart move. I don't know. I mean, it's a low-risk move,
right,
for the Cowboys. I just thought it complicated things in a way that was kind of unnecessary as you're getting ready for another season. Now, if there's one guy, one starting quarterback in this league whose makeup is such, whose personality is such that he can handle something like this, it's Dak Prescott. I mean, the guy is, it's been said many times, a fantastic leader. Yeah, this kind of thing isn't gonna bother him. But it was just an odd move, I think. And I'd be shocked if Trey Lance saw the field this year, obviously, or maybe even next year, because not just because Dak is in place, but because Cooper Rush was 4-1 as a starter last year in relief of Dak Prescott. So they've got a solid backup in place already too.
The offensive line has been really good over the years, but there have been names that have come and gone. One that stayed solid is Zach Martin. But overall, how is the offensive line looking?
I think if you're going to nitpick on this team and look for a weakness, it might be depth on the offensive line. Martin's as good as he's ever been. But when he held out during training camp, I knew they would get something done, because just even watching that O-line in a training camp situation without Zach Martin, it was apparent how much they needed him there. Tyron Smith, the left tackle, has been around a long time and has been hurt a lot in recent years too. They drafted Tyler Smith, a young kid from Tulsa, who's been really versatile for them and has played tackle and guard. And if he can follow up this year with the kind of year similar to what he had last year, that'll be really solid for this team. Let's put it this way, and I'm sure you could use this description for most NFL teams. This offensive line could be good and maybe really good unless there are injury problems, and then the depth could become an issue.
Tony Pollard is now going to be the man, and he doesn't have another buddy, no one in the backfield. Is there a legit two that's behind him?
Boy, that's a good
I guess
question.
I'm asking about Deuce Vaughn, I guess. I don't know. Is there a two?
I tell you, Deuce Vaughn is just he's been the star of this preseason.
He sure has.
And I don't know exactly how they're going to use him, but you talk to the people out there at the Cowboys headquarters and you know some of the assistant coaches about Vaughn, and some of the stuff is obvious, just the fact that the guy's 5'3" and the way he can dart around out there. But they're surprised at what a good blocker he is as well. So I don't know exactly how they're going to use him. And we'll see if there's some point this year where maybe they wish they had Ezekiel Elliott in certain situations. That's something no Cowboy fan ever thought that they'd be talking about, that's for sure. They're going to rely heavily on Pollard. I'm anxious to see how Pollard can do as more of an every down back, if you will, to the extent that that thing even exists in the NFL anymore. But he can be a really dynamic player in certain situations in the open field. So it'll be fun to see.
Mike Ducey, again, sports anchor at Fox 4 News in Dallas. Great stuff, my friend. Thank you so much.
Take care, Tony. Thanks.
You got it. That was good stuff. I want to talk about one thing that he brought up about quarterbacks and the way we talk about quarterbacks coming up next. It's Wake Up Call, Sports Map Radio.